And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's your rock and roll news for the week of August 14th. This week in 1965, Carl Fizer of the Olympics was shot and killed during the riots in Watts section of Los Angeles, California. This week in 1971, Diana Ross gave birth to her first child, Rhonda, and it was revealed later that the father was Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. Scott Walker from the Walker Brothers was hospitalized after being found in his natural gas-filled London apartment this week in 1966. Buddy Holly married Maria Elena Santiago in Lubbock, Texas this week in 1958. The Woodstock Festival, the all-time famous music festival, began its three-day run this week in 1969 in Bethel, New York. In 1964, the Dave Clark Five signed with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer to an exclusive film contract. 1977 this week, Elvis Presley died of a heart attack at Graceland Mansion, and James Brown and Anne Margaret were among those who attended his funeral in Memphis later this week. Drummer Pete Best was fired by the Beatles in 1962, and Ringo Starr officially joined the Beatles at a Cavern Club concert in 1962, same week. The Guess Who received their first American gold record in 1969. It was for These Eyes. The Beatles performed for the first time outside of England, and it was at the Indra Club in Hamburg, Germany in 1960. Melvin Franklin from The Temptations was shot four times in a Detroit carjacking this week in 1978. Fortunately, Melvin Franklin survived. Pat Boone appeared on the cover of Newsweek magazine this week in 1957. The final Monkees TV show aired on TV this week in 1968. In 1996, Carlos Santana received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Filming began on the movie Where the Boys Are that starred Connie Francis this week in 1960. In 1973, Rita Coolidge and Kris Kristofferson got married, and that lasted for 7 years. Bobby Darin sold his music publishing company for $1 million this week in 1968. In 1956, a Washington, D.C. disc jockey formed the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Elvis Presley. Dave Clark Five vocalist Mike Smith was pulled off the stage by fans, breaking two ribs in Chicago this week in 1965. Cold Gems Records released the Monkees' very first single, Last Train to Clarksville, this week in 1966. Mick Jagger was accidentally shot while filming the movie Ned Kelly in Australia, this week in 1969. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits conducted a radio interview with Elvis Presley in Honolulu, where he was performing and filming the movie Paradise Hawaiian Style. Happened this week in 1965. And Elvis's first post-Army movie, G.I. Blues, had a sneak preview in Dallas in 1960 and officially opened 3 months later. In 1966, producer Phil Spector took out an ad in Billboard magazine honoring the late comedian Lenny Bruce, noting in the ad that Lenny died from an overdose of police. In the studio, Bobby Darin cut If I Were a Carpenter in 1966. Ricky Nelson recorded Bebop Baby in 57. Also in 1957 this week, the Everly Brothers recorded Wake Up Little Susie. 10 years later in 67, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap in the studio, they recorded Woman, Woman. The Hollies recorded Stop, Stop, Stop in 1966. Bobby Darin recorded Lazy River and Artificial Flowers this week in 1960. Sandy Posey recorded Single Girl in 66. John Lennon began recording the final album of his career, Double Fantasy, this week in 1980. Shirley Bassey cut Goldfinger in 1964. Rock and roll birthdays for you. Dash Crofts from Seals and Crofts is 76. Steve Martin is 71. Larry Graham from Sly and the Family Stone and leader of the Graham Central Station is turning 70 this week. Bobby Helms, born in 1933. Johnny Thunder is 78. Jackie Brenston, born this week, 1930. Bill Pinckney, one of the original Drifters, born this week in 1925. Songwriter Jimmy Webb is 69, Barbara George, born in 42, Ernie Freeman was born in 1922, Edie Gourmet is born this week, 1928, Keddy Lester, who we'll hear from later on in the show on Treasure Island Oldies. She's having her birthday and she's 81. Fess Parker, born in 1927. Al Hibbler, born 1915. Gary Loizo of American Breed is 70. Mark Dinning, born 1933. Georgia Gibbs, having a birthday. She was born in 1919. Johnny Preston, born 1939. Sonny Till from the Orioles, born 1925. Billy J. Kramer is 73. Johnny Nash, 76. Ginger Baker from Cream is 77. Ringo's second son, Jason, born this week in 1967. Isaac Hayes was born in 1942. Jim Reeves, born 1924. Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, 68. Don Farden, 74. David Crosby from the Byrds, and of course, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, is 75 this week. And Bobby Caldwell is 66. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 14th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.